The first reading comes from Revelation chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation and from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to the God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord." The epistle comes in 1 John chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. And so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message was the gospel lesson, part of what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And I want to focus on the Beatitudes, the text we had for today. But how does the Beatitudes connect to 2021? You know, before we look at the Beatitudes themselves, what is our attitude towards them? And I found some quotes about the Beatitudes. The Manifesto, which is a public declaration of intentions of the King, another Christian writer wrote, identified them as a message on a lifestyle for the new creation, outlines a kind of life which is expected of the new community. Yet another one, the absolute ethics, the moral principles of the kingdom of God. And the last one I wanted to quote was setting forth the principles of his kingdom, which should guide the lives of all who profess to be his disciples, and that his, it should characterize its loyal subjects as they wait for the day when the king himself will be received. There's a variety of thoughts on the Beatitudes. There's a lot been written about them over the centuries. But who was Jesus talking to when he said them? Was he talking to the crowd as a whole or just the disciples? Well, verses 1 and 2 of Matthew 5 gives us a little bit more information than Luke does. It says, the disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, then you have the Beatitudes. So it appears Jesus is teaching his disciples. The message still applies to us, though, today, even though we're not part of the original 12. As believers in Christ, we are also his disciples. The Beatitudes are not just part of a long sermon that Jesus had. It seems to be a sermon that he repeated many times. Pastors have what we jokingly call our road sermon. This is a sermon that if we preach at different churches, we take with us. We know it really, really well. And then that way, if we accidentally forget it along the way, we're still good. This is Jesus' road sermon. See, I saw a secret there. This is his road sermon. All right. But one thing to notice about the Beatitudes is, if you look at them, go down in order, Jesus fulfilled every one of them. Blessed are the poor in spirit. In other words, to be Christ-like. All right, let's try that again. The way of the kingdom of God is opposed to the way of the kingdom of the earth. God says, blessed are the poor in spirit, which means to be Christ-like. But we say, blessed are the achievers. God says, blessed are those who mourn. But we say, blessed are the self-fulfilled. Jesus says, blessed are the meek. But we say, blessed are the powerful. Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. But we say, blessed are the unrestrained. Jesus says, blessed are the merciful. But we say, blessed are the manipulators. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. But we say, blessed are the uninhibited. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. But we say, blessed are the strong. Jesus said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. But we say, blessed are the expedient. Jesus says, we are blessed when we are persecuted for his sake. But we say we are blessed when we are the aggressors. You know, Jesus challenges our selfishness that determines so much of our social behavior in this world. The Beatitudes are not a state of mind. They're a state of being. They should define who we are. The Beatitudes is about a life that the Holy Spirit is empowering and guiding. And an art teacher sometimes will take, they're working on a new project, will take a failure of that project, that was usually something I had done in class, and then put something that was successful, put them both on the table, and then the class would discuss them. Why was this one a failure? Why was this one a success? But Jesus is doing the same thing. He's offering the people an alternative. There's this what road you can take or this one. Which one do you want? You know, and may we learn from that master artist to offer ourselves up as a clean, smooth canvas to him and just see where the brush strokes take us as he paints this picture we call life. Excuse me. Jesus begins with, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed, by the way, does not mean happy. You know, when people have a lot of possessions, they say they're blessed. But blessed doesn't mean happiness. It can, but it doesn't only mean that. It's more like peace. And peace in the Bible is defined as the relationship between God and man is right. The word blessed in Hebrew has a whole lot of meanings. It has the idea of happiness, contentment, but it also has the idea of peace. That idea that the relationship between God and man is right. Now, the reason for the Beatitudes. 99.9% of Christians would acknowledge that we have fallen short of the law of God. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to do anything in faith. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Some key words that describe this beatitude would be humbleness, humility, spiritual poverty, and total dependence. For those in absolute poverty of spirit are solely dependent upon God Himself, not dependent on myself, not dependent on another person, but dependent on God alone. To have a correct estimate of myself, that I am not perfect. Don't listen to that, Susan, I am. She always says, well, you think you're right, so I must be. No, the Beatitudes are also about total dependency on God. We're little beggars before God. That's what meek in spirit is, or humility. Humility before God is saying, I'm a dirty little beggar. I come to God with absolutely nothing. And I put my little hands up in the air and say, please give me something. If you want a picture of it, picture of the most disgusting looking homeless person you can, laying up against a building, holding a can that says, I'll be honest, it's for beer. All right? That's the picture of when we come to God, we try to do it on our own. You know, we look and go, ooh. Well, that's kind of what God does. He looks at us when we don't have the Holy Spirit within us and says, ew. I don't want anything. Well, no, he does say, I want something to do with that. He did send help. While we were laying in the street holding that can, he sent Christ to do what we could not do. St. Peter said of Jesus, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and assure that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are those who really know that they're beggars before God. Once we get that into our mind, our relationship with God is right. Today we celebrate All Saints Day, where we thank God for all the saints who have gone before us. And in our bulletin, we have listed the members of our church who have gone before us. And I buried several of them, and it's still hard to do. Each and every one is. But we've got to keep in mind where they are now and that their relationship with God is right. It is pure. It is holy. It's without any blemish or sin that we ourselves have. So we look back at the saints and we go, someday that will be us. And the church will be reunited as a whole. So may the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ to life everlasting. Amen.